英語で朗読を楽しむには、たった一つだけルールがある。The rule is this. Don't think in Japanese. If you are trying to sneakily translate this rule into Japanese, that's exactly what you shouldn't do. Turn off your Japanese thinking brain circuit and completely immerse yourself in the world of English language. Just listen to the words without trying to translate them into your native tongue.Let pictures emerge in your mind as you listen to the stories. Feel the magical connection between the word and its meaning. To help you suppress your Japanese-dominated thinking pattern, I'm using as little Japanese as possible on this website. Reading stories to others, as well as listening to stories being read to you, can be an exciting experience.If you don't believe me, you might want to read the following remark by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a wildly original 18th century French philosopher who advocated story reading in his Confessions. Every night, after supper, we read some part of a small collection of romances which had been my mother's. My father's design was only to improve me in reading, and he thought these entertaining works were calculated to give me a fondness for it.But we soon found ourselves so interested in the adventures they contained that we alternately read whole nights together, and could not bear to give over until at the conclusion of a volume. Sometimes, in the morning, on hearing the swallows at our window, my father, quite ashamed of this weakness, would cry, "Come, come, let us go to bed. I am more child than thou art."I soon acquired, by this dangerous custom, not only an extreme facility in reading and comprehending, but for my age, a too intimate acquaintance with the passions. From the Confessions of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. If you are an advanced learner of English, you could acquire an extreme facility in reading and comprehending, as Rousseau did, simply by reading stories aloud and by having fun doing it.The underlying principle is simple. Story reading reinforces the direct connection between words and their meaning, since great stories stir complex human emotions and create memorable impressions. Also, as there is little visual input accompanying the spoken words, unlike TV and movies, listeners tend to learn to picture the scenes in their minds from verbal inputs alone.To make your reading exercise really fruitful, however, you'd be advised to use a recording device to monitor your performance. Without a recording device, you'd be reading to no one in particular, and you won't have a chance to objectively assess your performance either. When you use a recording device, on the other hand, you'd be reading to at least one listener, you, although actual listening only takes place at playback.It means you would not be reading into a vacuum. Instead, your reading would be an attempt to communicate with someone, which is crucial to a good performance. As you listen to the recording, perhaps you'll find many things wrong with your own reading, but it would also give you an incentive to perform better next time. And this feedback loop ensured steady improvements in your performance over time.I've been practicing what I preach, and I have uploaded numerous recordings on this website. Although they are all works in progress, in a sense, they might give you an idea about how far a non-native speaker of English could go in reading stories without being coached. Please have a listen, and if you think Rousseau was right after all, why don't you follow his example and start having fun reading good stories out loud? George Cooney